Hello and welcome to Broken Broadway. My name is Patrick J. Riley. I'm your host. With me today is Kenny Riley.
Hey everybody, I'm Kenny Riley.
Yeah, what's up? What's with the face? What's going on now?
No, I'm just looking around. It's a dog is licking the floor and it's
let the dog be.
All right,
he's got things to do. You excited? Are you excited to be talking about our show today?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
You know what our show is today?
No idea.
No, you have no idea. I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but today's show is American Psycho.
Oh, God, are you kidding me? I want it all! The next transaction, come on, sell it out! A chain reaction, come on, baby, sell it out!
Kenny, so that's we're talking about American Psycho today. What do you know about American Psycho, the musical?
Well, I know it premiered in London, I think.
Yeah.
I had Matt Smith, who was the 11th Doctor
in Doctor Who. Yeah.
Then it came to Broadway, did not do very well. Mm-hmm. And it had like one song that I don't even remember that well that I liked.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
All right, well, that's good place to start. So American Psycho opened on Broadway March 24th, 2016, ran for 54 performances with 27 previews, and when it opened in London, it was the Plymouth Theatre, which is where Come From Away is playing right now. You say it opened in London, it did open in London. It's a book by Robert Aguirre Sasca. Everyone's got these different names. It's like
he's foreign.
All right,
I'm so sorry. Okay.
All right, now I gotta fucking edit this. Yeah, I'm always getting tripped up on names. So he wrote the book,
mm-hmm.
based, of course, on the Bret Easton Ellis book, American Psycho, and the movie, sort of. More on the book, honestly. I've read the book. I've seen the movie. It's as dark as the book gets. Like, the movie gets very dark, but the book gets like really fucked up. And with the music, because with the movie, it's when you're watching Patrick Bateman go through his day routines, it's all like inner monologues and visuals. But with the musical, the monologues become song, so it's so much easier to say exactly how you're feeling, because in a musical you're forgiven for just yelling out how you feel. So I feel like in American Psycho, the musical, you get to hear these wonderful rock songs that sound like the 80s, written by Duncan Cheek, who also...
Ooh, I love Duncan Cheek.
Love Duncan Cheek. He's, you know, a pop singer who also wrote the music and lyrics. The music, and I think he co-wrote the lyrics with to Spring Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, he wrote the music. And my biggest problem with the show is it also uses... pop songs from the 80s in the show.
Choose a lane.
So it kind of always throws me for a loop when I hear it. I'm just like, oh, that's a weird choice. I really love this show. This is one of my favorite shows of all time. The staging for this was incredible. So here's the plot real quick of American Psycho. It's about Patrick Bateman, who is set in the 80s, Patrick Bateman is an 80s Wall Street type of guy. You really don't know exactly what he does.
But he makes a lot of money.
He makes a lot of money. He cares about very superficial things. Clothing, hair, how he looks, how people see him kind of thing. But he is a sociopath who doesn't have any feelings, doesn't care about other people, just kind of like doesn't understand, has no empathy. And, what's that thing? Oh, he murders people. He just fucking murders and rapes his way through musical. You know, one of the most singable rapists since Billy from Carousel is Patrick Bateman. But, yeah, it's a really dark show. The Broadway version, because the London, so the London version opened in 2013. The Broadway version opened in 2016. In between that, they did a workshop, like a workshop lab, before it came to Broadway, where they edited again. I think the music and the show from London was fine. It got mixed to positive reviews, but then they did a lab in 2015 to get like backers interested, and then they rewrote the show a bunch, and I think it just lost something. I don't know. I don't know exactly what it lost, because I'm not too familiar with the London show. I've only listened to the audio. I don't know visually what it said, but the book has changed a bit. They made it very much darker, a little more, I would say, abstract. It's not as straightforward as like even the movie is, where this, they really play with the full, like, especially in the second act of the show, where Patrick Bateman just, like, you know, the wheels come off and he just goes insane and gives in. And the entire, so Patrick Bateman is played by Benjamin Walker. And Benjamin Walker is mostly naked throughout the second act, just in tighty-whitey underpants, slowly covering himself in blood and contorting his body. And Benjamin Walker does this thing, because he, of course, is known for playing Andrew Jackson in Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. He was Abraham Lincoln in Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunt. He's known for presidents, you know? So he has this thing where, like, when he really gets into character, when he sings these parts, and when Patrick Bateman, goes crazy in the second act, he really, like, contorts his body, and, like, he just starts, like, throwing it, like, his arms are crossed. He kind of plays like Elephant Man almost, where he's just,
oh,
like,
that's interesting.
And then he sings weird, and he just starts talking to himself, but everyone else around him's acting like, oh, everything's fine. And they cover the stage in blood in the second act, and it gets real weird, where I think it lost a lot of people. Personally, me, that's where it I was like, I'm on board.
You're like, serial killer, let's do this.
Yeah. So we're gonna right now listen to some of the music of American Psycho. What are you expecting musically?
Well, you said 80s music, so I'm thinking a lot of synth.
Synth?
Yeah, that. I can't. It's a confusing word to say.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of 80s, like, Peter Gabriel type.
Oh, Peter Gabriel? All right.
Really? Not Peter Gabriel?
I would say this goes more Phil Collins.
Ooh, literally goes, I like me some Phil Collins.
Hey, literally goes more Phil Collins, because one of the songs that I can feel in the air tonight is they sing it so creepily when Patrick kills his first victim.
Ooh.
It's everyone in the cast is on stage as he, like, in the shadows, and you hear everyone like, I can feel it coming. It's so creepy, and then he kills the first guy. So we're going to listen to what are
you saying? Know who I'm expecting? Huey Lewis.
And the News.
Yeah.
Which is the first act finale.
Ooh, exciting. Yeah.
Which it has to be.
Yeah.
You have to have that scene. All right, we're going to listen to some of the music right now.
Look at history, open the books. There are statues with great looks. There are gods, there are kings. I'm pretty sure of the same thing. Beyond boundaries, beyond rules. I've been taught in the best schools. There is little I will do. I'm not lying.
So you listened to some of the music from American Psycho. What do you think?
Not a fan.
Not a fan?
No, not a fan. I did like some things in it.
Uh-huh.
I like there's a constant rhythm, a simple rhythm throughout the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the beginning, where you can see he's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
There's stuff going on in the background, but that rhythm keeps you in lull. Yeah, it's you feel safe, even though this guy's... And the song is being erratic. We're at the end of the show where it's more subdued. Everything's calm. Even the background is calm. Everything's in sync.
Yeah, I would say the differences between the Broadway cast music, the Broadway version of the show, and the London version is the London's much more poppy. The London, the songs are much more singable, much more like Duncan Cheek pop hits, where the Broadway version, because they did this theater lab where they sat around, they just talk, they just rewrote the show and rewrote the show and rewrote the show and rewrote the show. I feel like it's, they broke it down to it being more artistic than it is enjoyable. I love it because it's artistic, but I can understand how the music isn't as much fun. Like, if I, later, if you listen to, like, the London soundtrack, it's so different. Tonally, the music is slowed down for the Broadway version, and I think that's why it didn't do as well, because I feel like this downtown would be great. People love, like, musicals like this downtown play awesome. You know, Assassins originally opened off-Broadway for a reason, because dark shows like this usually don't do that well. And this is a show that you're never going to reach the Bridge and Tunnel crowd. Is never going to come see American Psycho. And they're going to expect the movie that they like. But the movie's so fucking dark. And then it's not the movie at all. It's very different from the movie. It's not as flashy as the movie. The set is completely white. And it uses video projection on it to show, like, to be the 80s. You know? It's a very hollow show. In the sense of, like, set design and costumes. Which works so well for its benefit, because in the second act, when you see blood everywhere, it stands out so violently that you have an immediate reaction to it. What were you about to say?
I saw, like, some of the set for the second act.
Yeah.
And
I will say real quick, there is no Broadway cast recording, so I found a bootleg on YouTube that I'm ripping the audio from. I might use this is not an exit from the London cast to end with, just because it's cleaner, but what you guys heard in the middle of this episode was ripped off YouTube, off of bootlegs. That's why the audio is a little janky. But what were you about to say?
The set's white, and it looks like a padded wall. Mm-hmm. Like in an insane asylum. Yeah, yeah, like he's in his own
Head. He's trapped in his own head.
Yeah, and I think that's
And the show genius. Ends with the last line of the book American Psycho. It's Patrick Bateman sitting down, looking up, and he sees a sign that says, "This is not an exit." And that the last line of the book is, "This is not an exit." The last song of the show is, "This is not an exit." It refers to, in the show, it's Patrick Bateman realizing that there's no way out of him having to, like, essentially grow up, or, you know, basically do what society expects of him to do, which is, you know, buy the suit, buy the fancy thing, become a member of society, marry the woman, have children, have a family, you know, retire, die one day. Not be a serial killer. And it ends with his wedding, and it's so sad that it just ends with him standing there, marrying a woman he doesn't love, who he constantly cheats on, and just getting it over with. And then the whole show, the whole second act, because he starts killing somewhere in the middle of the first act, and the first act ends with Hip to Be Square. He kills Paul Owens, who is his enemy, and then he immediately, the second act, he goes on a killing spree, but he keeps hearing his Jiminy Cricket, which is Paul Owens singing. Only in song does Paul Owens sing and, like, taunt him. And it's pretty interesting. So the other voice in This Is Not an Exit, it's Patrick singing the main, and then the high harmony is Paul Owens just telling him that none of this is real to me. And that's the guy who he killed, who is around and apparently doing well in London, you know? I really love this show. I understand why people don't care for it. How do you think this show could be fixed to run on Broadway? Still, what if it, like, if it, how would it be able to still be running today?
I think it could be successful. One of the problems is with the music, at least the lyrics. While I love Duncan Sheik, the lyrics are made for a faster song where you don't focus, because the lyrics are kind of, the rhymes are rather simplistic in ways, and it doesn't challenge you to think, where slower songs would, like in Spring Awakening. The lyrics are like German expressionist poems.
Yeah, I he didn't write the lyrics.
No, I know that's the book writer wrote it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he wrote the music, and the music is slower, and even it's fast in times as well. But the music's slow, where you can focus on lyrics. Yeah. And in this show, focusing on lyrics, it's rather empty, which is could be symbolic of the show, empty lyrics, empty stage, empty serial killer psychopath.
There is an interesting thing about this show. This is the first Broadway show to ever be partly produced by Kickstarter.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So it played in London, and then it was they were trying to get a Broadway production, and how they do that is they did the lab. They did the lab, and they brought it in. I think the lab is one of its biggest flaws, is they did the lab, and it kind of ruined the show a bit.
Yeah.
Not that I think a lot of the changes from London are good musically. I didn't like the version of Killing Time in London compared to the Broadway version of Killing Time, which is a better, cooler... it's a very Peter Gabriel kind of song.
Oh, I love me some Peter Gabriel.
They raise money on Kickstarter so they can rehearse some more for this workshop. And they were some like $130,000, something like that.
Oh wow!
On Kickstarter, it's one of the high. Yeah, it's insane. But yeah, it's the first time a Broadway show has been produced on Kickstarter. Yeah. So yeah, this was American Psycho. Do you have any last thoughts on the show?
I'm a big fan of the movie.
Yeah. Do you like the book?
The book scares me. I'm gonna be honest. I read the book and I was like, oh man.
I love the book.
No, I think it's great, but I think the movie's a lot more fun.
I don't think it's great. I love the book. I read the book when I was about your age, and I was just like, oh, this is fucking great. And every once in a while, I'll reread it, and I'll get to like the certain chapters and be like, I'm just going to skip the chapter. I know what happens. It's gross. And a lot of... A lot of the stuff where it's just like him talking about, like, this is a music thing I love. I'm like... Who cares when you just ramble on about a musical thing that you love that people don't give a shit about?
You know, that's
why
I think... Who cares?
Oh my God, what is this?
You know, that's why I think a lot of younger males specifically...
Definitely males.
White
Brittany
males.
Who, you know...
They like it because it's like, we're talking about music that we listen to. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because a lot of young people want to talk about their music that they enjoy. Like, if it's written now, I'll probably be like, let's talk about Cardi B. That would be amazing. I would read a full chapter about Cardi B in a serial killer book.
Yeah. All right, well, we have something to look forward to. If you guys want me to talk more musical, do you have a musical that you want me to talk about? If you guys have a musical you want me to talk about, please at me at NotPatRiley on Twitter, or find me on the All Things Broadway Facebook page. Share it on there. That would be great. And subscribe. Kenny, do you want to say anything else?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram.
All right.
At Kenneth James Riley. It's there my it full is. Name. I should be somewhere up there. So have fun with that.
Great. Awesome. And we'll see you guys next time. We fixed it. That was what the catchphrase is now. We fixed it.
Yeah, we did.
70 years old, living in New York City at the end of the century. And this is what being Patrick Bateman means to me.